Module 11, The Power of Four. Leveraging the best of all the generations at work could result in benefits that help your workplace become a better place to work. Each generation brings unique traits that can complement the other generations. In this module, you are going to learn the following on leveraging the power of the four generations present at the workplace: benefits of generation gaps, how to learn from each other, embracing the unfamiliar. Let's see how to make the best of a diverse environment. Benefits of generation gaps. Having various generations at the workplace gives you access to varying perspectives and ideas. You should avoid discounting the value of a particular generation. Here are some benefits to having multiple generations at work. You gain a good perspective of the external culture. You can generate more ideas based on varying experiences. The older generation can help the younger generation refine their social skills. The younger generation can help the older learn how to leverage technology. Create a mentoring environment. Keep in mind that whenever you have access to different views, ideas, and ways of doing things, you have a source of knowledge that is profound and leveraged for the organization's benefit. How to learn from each other. Learning from each other is possible if you create the environment. In order to achieve this, you must create the opportunities for learning to take place, make it a safe environment, and tie it to a team-building goal. The FIT model for meetings is a helpful way to create a learning environment in your meetings. FIT stands for the following: frequent. Make sure your team meets frequently in a team meeting environment. It can be once a month, once a week, etc. Having your team together in a group will help them engage each other, communicate, and dialogue. This is essential to any learning environment. Informal. Make your meeting less formal. This way, everyone puts down his or her guard. Use an icebreaker activity or energizer. Making your meeting informal will allow your employees to share and learn. When it is formal, you will get very little interaction. Team building. Make your meetings about team building. Topics like updates, reports, etc. are best delivered by other means like email and a presentation. When your team gets together, celebrate achievements and discuss what went well and how they can do things better the next time. Also, bring in some new information to learn. Make it a mini training session. Create projects for them to accomplish in the meeting. Embracing the unfamiliar. Embracing the unfamiliar is something you need to do and help your team learn. It is easy to dismiss the unfamiliar, but that sends the wrong message to your team. Model the behavior by using the LEAD model. LEAD stands for the following behaviors. Look for unfamiliar things in the workplace. Be on the lookout for new ideas, attitudes, trends, etc. in the workplace you can investigate and learn more on the topic. Engage it immediately. When you identify an unfamiliar concept or idea, embrace it immediately. Ask questions about it and take notes. Acquire more knowledge on the topic. Research the topic and learn more about it. Look for reasons why this is valuable and why one should adopt it. Disseminate the knowledge to the rest of the team. Once you gather the information, share it with your team in your meetings. Gain input on perspectives and tell them how this information helps you. If you want to have your employees embrace the unfamiliar, you must lead the way with your own actions and behaviors. Model the behavior you want them to adopt. They will follow if you do. Case study. Donald sat with Chris at lunch. Chris helped Donald with his technological skills, and in working together, the two had become friends, even though they were from different generations. Donald wanted to reciprocate the help, so he asked him, "Hey Chris, what's the deal with you and Michelle? You seem to disappear whenever she comes around." Chris said, "She never has anything positive to say. It's all negative. It makes me feel unappreciated." "Well, have you tried talking with her about it?" Chris said, "No, I don't want to make things worse. It's better if I just avoid her." Donald said, "Sometimes face-to-face talks get a lot done. If you were going to talk to her, what would you want to say?" Donald coached Chris, and they role-played the difficult conversation. Later that week, Chris let him know that he addressed things directly with Michelle, and that it had helped.